Play Just a Minute with the Evening Standard.
Welcome to Just a Minute, a friended game of linguistic mastery and submission between four consenting adults, with myself trying to keep a little control and muscling in whenever someone makes a mess. And it can get very messy on occasions. And as is usual on television, this show does have a Tony Slattery. And our Tony Slattery tonight is Tony Slattery! Mr. Tony, a great performer who, since leaving her day job as a psychiatric nurse, has steadily emerged as a highly original and acerbic comedian. Her increasingly frequent television credits include Absolutely Fabulous and a regular guest on The Brain Drain, the wonderful Joe Brand. On my right, another actor and comedy store player. Insiders say he's comedy improviser par excellence. He's not above learning lines from time to time. He co-starred in Terry and Julian with Julian Clary, the very talented and funny Lee Simpson. And lastly, a man who some say actually invented improvised comedy when he accidentally stumbled into a matinee performance of The Mousetrap and took 1.5 hours to talk his way off. A regular with the comedy store players, and whose line is it anyway? He still hasn't got a clue what he's going to say. Yes, it's Jim Sweeney. Those are the panelists who this week are going to try and play Just a Minute, a very simple game until you try to play it. The rules are simple. I ask them to speak on a subject that I give them. They try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. They challenge when they wish. If I uphold the challenge, they gain a point, and if not, the one who's speaking gains a point. By the way, they can repeat the subject that is in front of me. And the subject in front of me for the first one is the London Marathon. Tony Slattery, will you begin the show and talk on that starting now?
Well, I suppose the London Marathon should now be adequately renamed the London Snickers. Bit of a joke, but we'll pass on from that. It's a test of human endurance, really, and lung capacity. It's immensely unfunny, I think, when people dress up as nuns or dress as Goofy or other characters like that.
And, yes, Lee.
Profession of dress?
That's right.
That's
dress right, up as nuns and dress as Goofy. Right. Lee, well, listen. Yes, 44 seconds are available. Lee gets a point for a correct challenge. He takes over the subject. It is the London Marathon starting now.
I entered the London Marathon a little bit while ago. I've done it very well there, actually. Very well indeed.
Tony Slattery, you had a correct challenge. You have a point for that, of course. 42 seconds are left. The London Marathon starting now.
It's true what Lee Simpson says. He, in fact, did go into that competition and, I believe, came 1,007th. As there were only 500 entrants, it was a bit of a shame. But then the timekeeping wasn't terribly good on that particular day. It was over Southwark Bridge, and then...
Yes, Joe Brand.
He said over twice.
That's right, he's been over. So, Joe Brand, first time playing the game, has got in with her first challenge. She gets a point for that, and she takes over the subject, which is the London Marathon. And there are 21 seconds left, starting now.
I did consider entering the London... Hurrah! I've buggered it up already.
Yes,
I buzzed
myself. I know you did, but I'm afraid Jim buzzed you before that.
But I second that buzz.
You have a correct challenge, and you get a point for that, and you take over the London Marathon, 17 seconds, starting now.
The idea of entering the London Marathon is a complete and utter mystery to me. The thought of running 26 miles without a break or stopping off anywhere for a pint of lager or maybe a pint of Guinness.
Two pints
to get me handled.
Right. Tony Slattery, we've gone in with 8 seconds on this subject, starting now.
Jim's idea is a much better one, to have a marathon consisting entirely of visiting every pub in London in the space of 5 minutes and drinking yourself into...
Yeah! When that whistle goes, it tells us that 60 seconds are up. And whoever is speaking that moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it's Tony Slattery, who at the end of the first round is in a strong lead. Joe Grand, will you take the second round? The subject we've got here, Whipsnade Zoo. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Whipsnade Zoo is outside London, so it's not that place there, and I'm talking but I'm carrying on, so sorry, I haven't hesitated just yet. At Whipsnade Zoo you find animals. Giraffes are not very good to get off with because it's rather difficult to climb up that high and give them a bit of a tickle. Lions, on the other hand, are good value for money, I've always found. And you can steal their dinner as well, which is always a bit of a bonus, I think. Pandas, on the other hand, are very boring because they don't do anything. They go on...
Lee, you've challenged.
Yeah.
On the other hand?
On the other hand, yeah.
Yes,
yeah, you repeat, yeah,
she
yeah.
did repeat on the other hand.
On the other hand, I might not have done.
Lee Simpson had a correct challenge. He gets a point for that. And the subject is Whipsnade Zoo, and there are 30 seconds left, starting now.
Mummy, why has the monkey got a red bottom? That's what I used to ask, and my mummy would never tell me.
Joe.
Mummy.
Yes. Mummy, two mummies.
Yeah, two mummies, yes. Joe, you've got the subject back. There are 26 seconds left. Whipsnade Zoo, starting now. Joe, you
can't. I can't think of a single thing to say.
You challenge yourself. What was your challenge?
Hesitation.
Well, that's a correct challenge, Joe.
I get a point.
You get a point for a correct challenge. Well done. It's a new way to play the game, isn't it? All right, so Joe Brand has challenged herself. Yes, hesitation. You can't do it too often, though, Joe. And there are 25 seconds left on Whipsnade Zoo, starting now.
In Whipsnade Zoo...
there was a hesitation at the start.
A long hesitation. Yeah. She didn't go for 1.5 seconds. So, Jim, you've got in on 23 and a half seconds on the Whipsnade Zoo, starting now.
Whipsnade Zoo is a little zoo in Whipsnade, which I've never been to, but I'd like to go along there one day just to have a look at all the glorious animals in their natural habitat, which is, of course, not at Whipsnade Zoo, but in fact the countries where they came from. But they might have tried to disguise the
talking absolute cobblers, that's my problem.
So it is deviation, because if he went there to see them in their natural habitat, he would fail. So, Joe, you've got in there with... I'm having to subtract here because I got this thing wrong here. Right, this...
Pressure's on, ladies and gentlemen.
You have 12 seconds on the Whipsnade Zoo, starting now.
I saw a gorilla in Whipsnade Zoo once and sadly mistook him for my fiancé, Derek. He's not a very attractive man and is very hairy, like me.
Oh, yes. Ooh,
repetition of very. Sorry, Joe.
Yes,
there were two
yes. Especially
oh, don't
you...
cry.
And you've got only 1 second to go as well.
You bastard.
So you have 1 second to tell us something about Whipsnade Zoo. Tony Slattery, starting now.
Zebras on top.
Yes, yes.
Hesitation.
Yes, I cry. Half a second on Whipsnade Zoo, starting now.
Giraffes, and I've said it already.
But nobody buzzed until after the whistle, so she gets away with her repetition of giraffe, and therefore, speaking as the whistle went, she gained an extra point. And you will be surprised to discover that Joe Brand, first time playing the game, is now in the lead. And Jim, it's your turn to begin the subject. Ealing Studios. Will you tell us something about those wonderful studios in this game, starting now?
The very mention of the words Ealing Studios conjures up memories of all those wonderful films made...
Yes, Tony. You tell
them. Oh, repetition of wonderful.
Oh, right, yes. 56 seconds for you, Tony, on Ealing Studios, starting now.
Yes, of course, they are wonderful, as Jim says. They made so many brilliant movies there. They escaped me for the time being, but I'm sure they were.
Three days?
Yes, three days, yeah. Yes. Two we might get away with, but three, no. Jim, Lee, you... He's getting sharp on the game. Right, so 48 seconds.
The character from the Jungle Book, Jia Lee.
48 seconds for you, Lee, starting now.
The Man in the White Suit was perhaps my favourite Ealing film. It starred Alec Guinness as a man who made a fabric.
Yes? Repetition of Man.
Yes, there were too many men. True, yes. Man. 48 seconds are left. The Ealing Studios, back with you, Tony Slattery, now.
One of the lesser known works which came from that estimable studio was I Was a Teenage Bulb Snatcher. It starred Bela Lugosi and Dame Joan Sutherland.
Laughing and hesitation.
No deviation, though, because that never happened.
Well, he's deviant.
I go for deviation. Yes, deviation I go for, Joe, and then I will give it to you. 37 seconds for you to tell us something about Ealing Studios, starting now.
One film which was made in the Ealing Studios was Passport to Pimlico. And this is an absolutely ridiculous title for that thing that I can't say.
Jim, no, sorry, I stumbled in for no apparent reason.
Well, it doesn't really matter. All that happens is that as you interrupted, you've done it more often in your life, I'm sure, but on this occasion you've interrupted Jo, so she gets a point for that.
Sorry about
thank you.
The subject. Ealing Studios, 28 seconds, Jo, starting now.
This particular movie, which refers...
Oh, yes. Hesitation stumbled, refers.
Yes, it's a tough
game. Refers is a word that I've just made up. And actually it means...
Yes.
Bong.
So this is a movie which bong.
Yes, haven't you heard that before?
I've heard it.
Barry Norman says it all the time.
Oh, all right. I think you're struggling a bit, Joe. I think you're struggling.
Nicholas, I'm not struggling in the slightest.
Oh, all right.
I've just had a few too many.
I think you did very well in the game, but you were struggling just then. That's what I thought. Right, 25 seconds for Tony Stanton. Ealing Studios, starting now.
The reason...
Lee Simpson.
He's very attractive, but I had to do it.
I know. Ealing Studios, 23 seconds, Lee, starting now.
I've sold it and knocked it down. I've said knocked it down first.
Jim Sweeney.
No, repetition knocked it down.
Of course, 20 seconds. Ealing Studios, Jim, starting now.
Oh, the Lady Killers, the Lavender Hill Mob, all these fabulous pieces of celluloid magic which used to really thrill me on Sunday afternoons, which is when I normally used to see them. I think I've said used to.
Yes, you have.
And I was just going to say you'd said used to.
Yeah, you're right.
You said used to yourself.
That's right. But, so that's repetition.
Pardon me.
Speaking it to everyone else, it's like a kibbutz, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, right.
That's what it's your own kibbutzing.
They all give it to each other, do they?
Yes. Well, they help out, you know.
Oh, well, I must go and stay there for a time. That's what
I think you'd have a very lonely time.
Oh, you rotten thing. I didn't... But that's what I'm here for. Right. Joe Brand, 10 seconds for you to tell us something about Ealing Studios, starting now.
Ealing Studios is in Ealing, which is fairly obvious, I suppose, for very intelligent people, but some people aren't intelligent.
Repetition of people.
Repetition of people, I'm afraid, Joe, yes.
Oh, please, 10 seconds and I knew.
I know, and Tony Satcher's got him with 2 seconds to go on Ealing Studios, starting now.
Arnold Schwarzenegger never made a movie at Ealing Studios. This is...
Tony Slattery was then speaking as the whistle went, gained the extra point. He's now equal in the lead with Joe Brand at the end of that round. Joe, it's your turn to begin. The subject we've got here is Chinatown. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Chinatown is a film starring Jack Nicholson and Meryl Streep. And he is a good actor, and she isn't. So the first half of the movie is brilliant.
Deviation. It's Jack Nicholson and Faye Dunaway.
Yes, I'm afraid you're right.
Yes.
No, but I was drunk when I saw it.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Deviation was going off the subject, not getting something wrong.
Yes, but that was deviating from fact, wasn't it? Mm. So, I mean, I think...
But they're not even allowed to tell a lie.
Well, you have to test me. I have to make the decisions. I mean, that was something that everybody knows.
There's
so
no lying at all. So,
You can go into a realm of fantasy or surrealism, but I think from the facts, which we all know about...
I have sexual fantasies about Meryl Streep, and I put her in every film. A man or a woman.
But you didn't say that to qualify. Did you say that initially?
Oh, if I qualified.
If you qualified it before you said it, then it would have been, what are you looking at?
Okay. Okay.
That's all right. It's like being at the UN.
Jim Sweeney.
Not quite.
Correct challenge of deviation, you get a point for that. 50 seconds, Chinatown, starting now.
I personally have a recurring sexual fantasy of having dinner in a Chinese restaurant with Meryl Streep. It all goes horribly wrong when she orders...
Yes.
Hesitation.
Yeah, I think the one. Right.
It's a quarter Meryl Streep in a Chinese restaurant.
Right. 44 seconds for you to take back Chinatown, Joe, starting now.
Chinatown is also an area in London, in Soho, which I like very much indeed, because you can get a very big dinner there. And the sort of dinner you can get...
Dinner, yes. 32 seconds for you to tell us something about Chinatown, Tony Slattery, starting now.
Curiously enough, I do know the version of Chinatown as a film to which Joe refers. It also starred Reg Varney. But I'm...
Yes,
you can have it on the same reason. 25 seconds at Chinatown with you, Joe, starting now.
Chinatown offers delicious meals such as egg foo young and squiggly things that I don't know the name of, but they might be bamboo shoots. I could be wrong. I like to pop down there of a Friday night and stuff my face for 14 and a half hours. And I also have lots of beer because I like to get very drunk indeed. In Chinatown, it is a bit worrying because there are gangs.
So Joe Brown was then speaking as the Whistle Wen gained an extra point for doing so and has gone back into the lead. She's two ahead of Tony Slattery. Now, I don't offer them a subject to talk on. I present them with an object. And through that black hole comes the object on this show. Doesn't that look disgusting? Tony Slattery, would you try and talk on that object for 60 seconds if you can, starting now?
When I was a choir boy...
hesitation induced by my laugh, so perhaps it's not fair.
No, it is. It is.
Yes, it was hesitation. If you thought of when he was a choir boy, and he completely came to a halt, I'm not surprised. Yeah. Right, Lee Simpson, you got in with 54 seconds to go. You get another point, of course. There's the object. Speak on it, please, starting now.
This piece is entitled Chrome Fat Swan with Plastic Head. It was designed by Lindsay and Son, the company in the middle of Birmingham. They didn't sell many of them, and it's one of a pair, I understand. If you looked on the bottom, you'd see the markings, which say it was made in 1842 by Jeff Lindsay, who's got the same name as his company.
Well, repetition of Lindsay. Yep.
I know, what a pity, because I can tell you it was actually made by Lindsay. Did you know that?
No, I just read it off the thing.
But unfortunately, you repeated it, so Tony Slattery got in on repetition. 39 seconds. There's the object, Tony. Talk about it, please, starting now.
One of Arthur Conan Doyle's little-known Sherlock Holmes stories was the case of the pewter thing with the wibbly bit on the end. And he didn't solve it. No wonder, because you can imagine the scene as through a fog-bound London, Moriarty produced this particular artifact and blew it, and it went wah! Like that and scared all the other villains away. And thus was the aforesaid villain king of
Joe.
Repetition of villains.
Well done, Joe. Yes, you had a repetition of villain. So there's 17 seconds left. There's the object, Joe. Can you tell us something about it in this game, starting now?
When I was a nurse and patients were very unwell and in bed and moaning quite a lot about how ill they felt, this object would be used to stuff into their mouths to shut them up. And it was very effective because you stuck the pipe into...
Wow. Joe Brown was again speaking when the Whistle Wen gained an extra point for doing so. It's a Victorian ear trumpet.
They must have been... ear trumpet?
Well done, Jim, but I can't give you a point for it. Right. We're about halfway through this little experiment.
I like that.
I know, it does. I said we are about... We're about halfway through this little experiment in free associative stream of consciousness. So my four guinea pigs now have to undergo a medical examination. Yes. We'll see you after this.
Play Just a Minute with the Evening Standard.
To Just a Minute, the show that probes the minds of its guests, digs out the juicy bits, and then spreads them out across the screen. Ah, I try very hard sometimes. Right, now, I don't give our panellists a subject now. I'm going to ask our audience to suggest a subject on which they would like any one of them, or all of them, hopefully, to talk. Any suggestions for subjects from our audience? Right, yes, there's a lady. Quick, that was quick to flash. Yes.
Marks and Spencer's underwear.
Marks and Spencer's underwear. You seem as if you're talking from the heart. Right. Fine, and maybe from the bodies as well. Right, yes, there's a lady up there.
Aylesbury Duck.
Aylesbury Duck, that's a nice one. Yeah, I like the sound of that, yes. Yes, a gentleman down here?
Game show hosts?
Yes. A bit nervous of that one, the Tony's naturally beside me, yes. What about the gentleman back there, yes?
London Transport.
London Transport, yes. Well, that's ought to be said about that, isn't there? Any other ones? Well, Jim Sweeney, I'm going to ask you to start. Is any one of those that particularly appeals to you?
Yes. I particularly like London Transport, which I quite like, but I'll leave it up to you, Nicky.
Well,
baby.
I'll tell you, I'll show you how sporting I am. I stick my neck out on this show, and I'm going to allow them to talk about game show hosts. I'm dreading this, but, Jim, we would like you to start this, so there's the subject. 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
Game show hosts are often treated very badly, despite the fact they do a very difficult job indeed. Trying to keep...
So repetition of very, quite early on.
Yes, it was a pity, because I was enjoying it, actually.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Yeah. 55 seconds for you, Tony Satry. Game show hosts starting now.
Nicholas Parsons has been a game show host on many different programmes, some of them in this century. One of them was called, my favourite in fact, it was named Stick Your Neck Out, with the aforementioned person.
Yes.
There wasn't, yes, hesitation.
Having deviated to that extent, he hesitated, quite rightly. Lee, you got in with 38 seconds on the subject, another point, of course, starting now.
Perhaps the most fantastic game show host ever was Ted Rogers, with the legendary 3-2-1, and the hilarious Dusty Bin. Oh, how we chuckled. Nearly split our sides, we did, watching that marvellous TV programme.
Jim Sweeney, you've got...
Blah, blah.
Yes, hesitation. Game show host of the subject, Jim. 24 seconds are left, starting now.
I'm not sure if it counts as a game show, but I always thought that Derek Beatty was very good at hosting There's My Dog, which was possibly the most wonderful programme ever put on the television for years. It involved bringing on a celebrity animal at one point, of the canine variety, and you had to guess who that bear is.
Yes, Joe, you're challenged.
How fair for whom?
And I also think it was deviation. I don't think it was Derek Beatty who actually introduced that programme.
Well, you're right. It was. Yeah. Who was it?
I've forgotten, but I know it came from down in the west.
Derek something. Yeah,
Derek.
Well, you
something.
Must have worked with them, though. You worked with everyone. Who was it? Benjamin Disraeli?
No. Joe Brand, you have a correct challenge. You have 8 seconds on game show host starting now.
My favourite game show host is Les Dennis, who does something called Family Fortunes, which is a game show in which people come together who are related by blood.
Once again, Joe Brand was speaking as the whistle went and has increased her lead at the end of the round. Lee Simpson, will you take the next round?
Yes.
It is the sewers of London. Will you tell us something about those in this game, starting now?
It is a little known fact that the final scenes of The Third Man, Carol Reed's atmospheric thriller, were in fact shot in the sewers of London, not Vienna, as it seems in the film. This caused a great many problems for cast and crew, because when the filming started, they had to stop all the sewage coming through. So there was somebody called a crapper boy, whose job it was to stop all the poos from entering shot. Some of the people who started off in this particular role were Alec Guinness, little known, who started off stopping the...
So a repetition of started off.
Yes,
stopping, yes. And Alec Guinness stopping the poos running through.
That's a very important job.
It sounds as if the poos had a mind of their own. Keep back, no, you can't come on set. Well, but we want to.
Tony Satry.
Sorry.
We won't go down any further this particular sewer. 30 seconds for you to tell us something about the sewers of London, starting now.
Not many people know that Ralph McTell's hit was originally titled Let Me Take You By The Hand And Lead You Through The Sewers Of London. The record company bosses said this was not a good idea.
Jim Sweeney.
Oh, he sort of sneezed or something.
Yes, sneezed.
Ugly parrot-faced data.
Jim Sweeney! You had a correct challenge there. 19 seconds are left. You tell us something about the sewers of London, starting now.
I imagine it must be fascinating to wander through the sewers of London, which cover such a vast area, but then again, it probably isn't.
Joe Brad.
Sort of hesitation, laughing.
I don't really want to walk through the sewers of London.
12 seconds. Joe, you've got him once again with only a few seconds to go. The sewers of London starting now.
If you go down into the sewers of London, you'll find that they smell very much like a perfume I recently got for Christmas from my grandmother. My grandfather...
That was a clever ploy. She led our regular player of the game into there. So, Joe, you get another point for that. You keep the subject, and you have 3 seconds on the sewers of London starting now.
On the other hand, has got quite good taste in scent because...
So, Joe Brand taking us down the sewers of London until the whistle went, gained an extra point for doing so. She came and has triumphed over the three fellows, Joe Brand! Our 1 score and 10 minutes of time are up, so it only remains to say good night. It is good night from Tony Slattery, Joe Brand, Lee Simpson, Jim Sweeney, and myself, Nicholas Parsons. Until the next time we pop up on your screens with more Just a Minute to desecrate your homes. Until then, from us all, good night.
And Just a Minute will be back at the same time next week.
Play Just a Minute with the Evening Standard.